The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Imagine for a moment the imagination. Here's a list of 10 or so things that live there. 1. The weather forecast. 2. That little song that won't get out of your brain. 3. The entire planned and unplanned future dragging its history behind it. 4. What the cat is thinking. 5. The taste of red licorice when you're not eating it, and maybe even when you are. 6. Every reason for everything. 7. Everywhere you aren't. 8. Alexander's horned sphere. 9. Scenarios of worry. 10. The security of homeland security. And the homeland, too. Girls in pigtails, the chorus from Oklahoma, crepe paper streamers and red gingham tablecloths while the band so merry, merry plays. The coffee cup in front of me isn't imaginary, but it needs my imagined history of drinking liquids from vessels to be more than a ceramic blob. What about the cup's atoms and molecules? My education tells me they're real, but much of what I learned in school has turned out to be imaginary. I can imagine taking the cup to a place where there is equipment and scientists who could lead me through data collection and interpretation to persuade me that the atoms and molecules are there. But if I don't actually take the cup to be tested, are its atoms and molecules real? And what about the sound of the cup knocked off the table by the wind when nobody's home? What about your immune system? Is that imaginary? Auras? The little people I see that you don't? Are all invisible things imaginary? Emotions? Electromagnetism? The whole underground part of the tree, which some believe to be at least as massive as the part of the tree you see? Are some things real and imaginary at the same time? Maybe the imagination has categories. Things that were once real, things that might be real someday, group hallucinations, things that never happened, things that never could. Where would you put Lady Godiva, Atlantis, and George Washington? Not to mention all those things your siblings said never happened. And even if you could work out some good categories, wouldn't they be imaginary? Is anything about the imagination real? The psychologist Thomas More wrote in Care of the Soul that moving from dissatisfaction towards satisfaction is powered not by changes in circumstance, but by changes in imagination. Because our ideas about who we are, what we are capable of, and the context of our lives are imaginary. And the unimaginable. What kinds of things are those? Shorter life expectancies? Enjoying the company of people you're fighting with? The last number before infinity? Slithy toves. Is it possible to not imagine something once you speak its name? Trying to get a handle on the imagination. Imagine that. The imagination with a handle on it. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.